This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joe Gilbert is a documentary filmmaker, investigative journalist who discovered the real identity of Obama, got the documents. Barry Satoro was just one of the cutout names. He's gone and interviewed classmates, best buddies with Obama. Obama admits as their classmates. I was like this individual he just interviewed in prison. But coming up, the other big revelations. He's only gotten, what, halfway through or less your big revelations here that I appreciate you sharing with us. Joe Gilbert's our guest, joelgilbert.net. In this short segment, getting into the Islamicist. They constantly fight with each other. They constantly kill each other. They're constantly invading each other. The radicals form, obviously, out of Saudi Arabia. Wahhabism is allied with the left. They throw gays off buildings, murder Christians. And leftists get this wild look in their eye at these rallies, screaming at us at Trump rallies, saying, homophobes. And I go, you're next to Muslims. They kill gay people. Shut up, racist. Shut up. I mean, it's a disconnect. But what's going on with the Islamicists? What are they looking for?
Islamists reject Western culture. The way they look at the world is that the Islamic world should be a homogeneous caliphate. The idea of Islam is that one day it will control the entire world, and only then will the world reach salvation. Therefore, Islam does not recognize borders or individual countries. After World War I, the European powers divided the Islamic world into individual nation states. The problem is that nation states were a Christian solution to Christian problems.
They never had those. It was just tribes murdering each other.
Well, it was one large Islamic-controlled caliphate.
Ottoman, yeah.
The Ottoman Empire, and before that, with a single destiny to expand across the world. By dividing the Islamic world up into nation states, it created a scenario where the Islamists felt they had to destroy the nation states, get rid of these autocrats and military leaders that were preventing them from their natural expansion. So the opposition, the Islamists.
Wasn't that a natural divide and conquer, the early strategy to divide them up?
The Western powers certainly felt that by dividing them up and having certain alliances, they'd be able to prevent them from continuing to attack Europe as they had done historically.
For 1,000 plus. But now the globalists, the euro, is openly allied with them.
Well, now I think it's more that the leftists see the Muslims and the Islamic world as natural allies with the mutual goal of destroying the Western order.
Well, if I had a cold and I wanted to get rid of it, a natural ally would be colloidal silver or vitamin C or sunshine or light exercise or chicken noodle soup, not inject myself with cancer because it's going to kill the cold and me.
Well, the leftists are desperate for anyone that can help them achieve their goal. They think they can use the Islamists the way they used urban America. They think they can use immigrants from Honduras and Central America and flood the country with illegals.
Well, the Muslims are 10 times more Machiavelli than the left, so I think they don't know which one's the fox.
Well, there's no question the leftists, I think, don't really understand the end game and end goal of the Islamists would also mean that the leftists are going to be eliminated. They're up for a...
Of course they are.
They're in for a natural clash down the road. But in the meantime, I think the left sees...
Yeah, I found the Muslims respect me because I openly say what I believe, and they'll just go, yeah, we're going to take you over. The leftists, they just laugh at them. It's like a...
Yeah, they think that the left is self-destructive, which they are. Look, the left progressives killed 150 million of their own people in peacetime because they didn't fit into this perfect ideology of this perfect...
Yeah, anybody that didn't have had glasses or could basically talk, they were threatened by them.
Right. In Cambodia, they killed everybody who had glasses because that way they could start over because that meant you were educated. They wanted to re-educate you with the communist ideology. So the nexus and the alliance between the far left and Islam, we see it in Western societies in England. Of course, the mayor of London.
London stand.
First London stand. We see, of course, Keith Ellison now wants to be the head of the Democrat Party. And we can see this nexus coming together. Whether it will last, we don't know.
You want to do the whole next hour with me?
I'm good.
All right. And then after that, McBreen wants to interview for the Nightly News. Or it might be Leanne doing it. They're both excited to talk to you. Joel Gilbert's in the studio. I'm Alex Jones. The big bombshells straight ahead. But first, I want to ask you one more question. How do you successfully deprogram a leftist? I know you're really good at it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
I'm about 30 seconds late getting back in the chair because I'm in the back offices working with my crew to develop a national and global plan to defend free speech and really get aggressive. We're preparing, I'll just let you know, lawsuits for discrimination, for censorship, for racketeering. And are planning to join lawsuits against the Washington Post and others that have listed Infowars.com. Now, I'm not threatening suits. I don't like suits. I've sued people three times for defamation. I've won all three times. You know, if somebody says a clear lie, it doesn't matter, I'm a public figure, and says, I want to hurt Alex Jones, it's done. That's with the malice of forethought, intent to do harm. And when people then say we're fake news and we're a fraud without a, and say shut us off, destroy us, I mean, that says bankrupt us. That says put me in the frickin' street and steal my free speech. You can go to hell. So I'm announcing it. We're going to get a national movement. We're going to have marches. We're going to send, I hope to send 100,000 or more, actual printouts from the petitions to Donald Trump and deliver the thing to Trump Tower. I want to do it by next week. So by tonight or tomorrow, we'll have the whole thing launched on the page. We're going to push this. Breitbart's got their thing where Kellogg started censoring them, and they went and researched, and Kellogg's funds Black Lives Matter and all these racist groups and destabilization groups and La Reconquista groups. Well, of course they do. They're globalists. And it's all Ford Foundation crap. Okay, that's great. Okay, boycott them. No, no, this isn't boycott. This is Trump. You're in 43 days, roughly, 44 days. We want you to immediately, now, start saying, how dare you fund $170 million for a fake news bureau in the State Department and then have Obama announcing state-run media and Europe announcing they're launching it as we speak to shut us down. We have to fight back. We have to rally. We have to say, you're the fake news lying about, you know, all these wars and lying about what Trump was really doing and lying about the borders not being open. You're a joke. So we're going to be launching that in the next 24 hours at Infowars.com. Now, I was asking you the question. I mean, look at the leftist media praising Fidel Castro. Give us your take on that. And then is there any way to reach out? Because the average leftist was sheltered. They were generally from middle-class means. And I mean the active, really bad leftists, the social justice warriors. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate prosperity. They have chips on their shoulder. And they were kind of like nerds that didn't have any friends. I don't mean that mean. And then they get adopted as soon as they get into college or even by high school clubs into a leftist cult that indoctrinates them with hate. They kind of get little nerdly, lonely kids and then brainwash them. And so they're so inculcated, it's their identity, and they act like adults who are really still teenagers with arrested development. So, Joel Gilbert, that's my gestalt on it. How do you, I mean, add to that, or how do you reach out to them?
Let me add to that. Nothing is more hypocritical than looking at the leftist infatuation with tyrants and murderers like Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, and even back in the day, of course, Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, was infatuated with Stalin. Uncle Joe was the guy, was their guy, the leftist guy in the 50s.
Uncle Joe, who killed, what, 25 million people?
At least, at least. So their infatuation, their claim to being having these values, these great values, yet they're infatuated with some of the biggest murderers in history, is the greatest hypocrisy that just shows their denial of facts. They don't want to learn facts.
Well, they also tend to be really wimpy people. And again, I think they're attracted to the authoritarian regalia, the simplicity of it.
Right. For them, this is like a father figure. And this is the person they can look to who tells them kind of what to think, how to think, and tell them that there's a utopian, perfect world that they can be a part of if they only follow him, like the Wizard of Oz, like my
So
mother.
How do you deprogram one of them?
Look, I have not had a whole lot of luck. When I try to show them my film, they leave the theater. When you try to talk to them, they cut you off and talk over you. The reality over time, reality tends to convince them otherwise. I met people in urban America when I was filming There's No Place Like Utopia, and they had had it with leftist high taxes had driven out all the jobs. Drug culture.
And I think it's blacks voting for Trump. If you look at any one demographic and also disgruntled whites that voted for Obama, it's those two groups, as well as an unusual large turnout of Hispanics. I think every major group they were counting on turned against them.
Yeah, I think a lot more blacks voted for Trump than were willing to admit it to the exit poll people or that actually showed up because they lived it. So once people experience it, people coming out of the Soviet Union back in the day, East Germany, people coming out of Cuba, they'll tell you, and for their entire life, they'll say, do not follow Barack Obama.
Oh, everybody that came out of the old Soviet Union or Cuba or Venezuela says, I've heard it all before.
Correct.
They say, we're shocked at how they use the very same terms. They're so lazy. But I think it's worked in these countries, so why not use it again? But it really is weird to see 20th century and 19th century political technology being used to dominate today.
Well, look, we're still in great danger because we saw Bernie Sanders have these huge rallies with young people, thousands and thousands of people cheering everything he said. What did he say? He said, we're going to destroy American business. We're going to break up the pharmaceutical companies. We're going to break up the banks. We're going to do all these classic communist things that destroy the economy and biologically.
Instead of reforming those institutions, we're going to blow them up. And then always on it, they build a nightmare of starvation and people in black uniforms.
Well, their goal, the terminology used to be the bourgeois. We're going to destroy the bourgeois, put them in jail, send them to re-education centers. And today it's the entrepreneurs. They want to destroy business, and they want to replace the leading class of society with bureaucrats. Once the leading society is bureaucrats, they don't produce anything, so there's no products being produced, and there ends up being no food, like we see in Venezuela.
And then they admit, though, that that's good because it's austere, but then they all live like pigs in Animal Farm, high on the hog.
Right. Well, it just came out last week. Fidel Castro had yachts and boats and five or six wives.
And he's so unpopular, they had to secretly bury him in a secret location.
Right. So these guys, the leftist ideal, somehow, because of the media, because of universities and journalism and politicians claiming that these things work. I mean, I was just shocked to see people with Bernie Sanders cheering him on.
Well, what it is Stockholm Syndrome, in that they're put into a cult, they're put into a college, they're given a worthless degree, they have no future. They're going to get henpecked into submission. They might as well become aggressive and be the greatest enforcers of it. They have studies out that with this whole virtue signaling there in Canada, the U.S., and Britain, they found very similar numbers. People can pull these articles up. I've talked about them a lot, but it was even in the CBC of all places, that they were six times more likely to steal and something like eight times more likely not to give to charity when they said they were, but they were more likely to tell you to give to charity. So they're always just signaling that they're so moral and so great, but they're not hiring minorities. They're not building industries. They're not actually inventing anything. They're just running around bitching.
Unfortunately, they have so many internal mental conflicts that derive from the believing in the lie.
Look at Kaepernick. Look at Kaepernick. I'm going to get your breaking news. $170, $180 million he's made in his career. He's horrible. He's a loser. He has white parents that took care of him, hates white people, runs around bitching all day, and loves Fidel. And then people said, well, Alex, people were racist to him. Does he have any idea how racist they are to black people in Cuba?
Look, Kaepernick should have spent his whole life saying, God bless America, what a great country.
I made $170 million, oh, God bless. And again, I criticize the parts of the country that are bad to make it better, not just it's the worst thing, hate it for no reason.
It's the leftist mentality of what leads them to go on off on all these crazy tangents are very self-destructive.
What they are is ingrateful. It's like spoiled kids. Ingrateful entitlement. Entitlement is the worst damn thing on earth. You give a kid everything, they turn into snot-nosed brat criminals.
Well,
I used to think my parents were being mean, making me have jobs and not giving me money and stuff. Thank God they did. They were better parents than I am. I've spoiled my kids. They're still great kids. But now we're having to really start making them do more stuff because I'm telling you, these snot-nosed, lazy asses. I don't mean my kids. I'm talking about the general, leftists.
Right. Well, let's get into some of these revelations because they really show.
Yeah, these are huge. These are massive. Let's skip this break so we have more time. Joel Gilbert, get it and recap the previous ones real fast and get into the new ones.
Okay. I just talked about my friendship with Obama's best friend, Keith Kakagawa, who's in jail in Corcoran State Prison, who told me about how Barack Barry learned that the Kenyan was not his father and that Frank Marshall Davis was, how Davis radicalized Obama with his racist, racial worldview, and how Obama would go to the Hubba Hubba strip club with Frank and met up with Honey Harlow, Lenny Bruce's ex-wife, who also was involved with his mother way back in the day with Frank Marshall Davis. So we went through that. And today I'm releasing kind of the rest of my Obama research for the past few years. I'm releasing two birth certificates today on InfoWars from black men born in Hawaii. One was born a few weeks before Obama and one born a few weeks after Obama. And in both of these birth certificates, the father is listed under the racial terminology that was encoded in the Hawaii guidebooks for the registrar. The racial designation was Negro, not African. Now, everyone knows that Obama's father's race is listed as African, of course, which is African-American. Now, in this one that people can see on their screen, this is from a man named Bruce Henderson, born a few weeks after
Obama. That term wasn't used until the 80s.
Correct. Now, this is interesting. So this gentleman was born a few weeks after Obama, and you can also see how the type sticks to the background. And then we go to the second one, which was from a few weeks before. The man's name was James Gravely. And what's so interesting about James Gravely, the race originally was written down as colored, which was the terminology in the 50s. That had just changed in 1960. The state of Hawaii issued a new guidebook for their registrars, but the person accidentally wrote the old term, which was colored. So the state of Hawaii registrar's office marked it out and wrote the correct new term, which was Negro. Therefore,
well, which is just Spanish for black, or it's like Caucasian, Negro. It's Caucasus Mountains.
Right.
But they turn that into a racist term. Words now are racist.
So this proves that Obama's birth certificate, where the race is listed as African, never would have survived the review at the Hawaii Department of Health. Just like the word color didn't survive, the word African would not have survived because the term was Negro. Now, why would this, of course, what became known as the birther controversy was invented by the fake news media. People simply asked questions. They said, if you say you did all these things, why won't you release your college records? Why won't you release your Senate records? Why won't you release your birth certificate? People simply asked a question. Now, I guess they didn't make up the term universityism.
Notice how the green paper isn't yellowed either from acid like the original real ones. Totally fake. And again, we're not saying he wasn't really from Hawaii. It was just a fake certificate with the fake father supposedly from Kenya. They had to do that. Just like the FBI and others say cheese pizza means child porn. So you have Pizzagate. They then, in the media, focus on one pizza place, claiming we're all only talking about that, to then discredit the entire Podesta emails. This is how they take things, and they decide what to make everybody focus in on. Then we all go chasing after it.
Right. So Obama's candidacy was based on his personal background. My father's a goat herder from Kenya. I have a multiracial background. I'm going to bring us together. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. So we asked a legitimate question. Why can't we see your anything about your past? And the birth certificate.
College records are sealed. Everything's sealed. So they turn us wanting to know about his past that's sealed into we're saying he isn't really from the U.S. He's from Kenya. So we look, and he is saying he's from Kenya in his college records and in his newspaper that he edited, and then his wife saying it. So we took the bait.
Right. So I think Obama's real. I don't believe the birth certificate he released is real based on this. But you can also see, in some other comparisons I released, that Obama's birth certificate, the type is on a white background, whereas you can see the natural regular background, the black type sticks to the background. It's not on a white, facade. And you can see that in these documents I'm releasing.
Sure, it's clearly digital. I mean, look, they even use like the Microsoft Word deal where a typewriter has a new original splat each time. With them, the letters and numbers are identical. They use different, fonts. Per line, but you can see it's fake.
Right. So I believe Obama was always eligible to be president, was probably born in the United States, but he had his real birth certificate probably either was blank with the father unknown or even possibly Frank Marshall Davis. Now, had he released a birth certificate without the name Barack Obama on it, then I think it would have debunked his entire story.
How do you get the name Barry Sotero? Because then we know that's on passports.
Well, the Sotero, they also had another name, which was Sobarka, which showed up on other documents. So Sotero was the name of Ann Dunham's next husband, which was Lola Sotero. So when he went to Indonesia, he became Barry Sotero. And the name Sobarka, people get that mixed up. The name Sobarka, which showed up, that's simply Sotero Barak backwards, which is how they had names in Indonesia. Your family name was first, so it was combined as one name. But anyway, I want to release these birth certificates I collected because it shows that Obama was not honest about who his real father was. And this, as much as we don't like being lied to about that, obviously it hides the fact that Obama was indoctrinated and radicalized by his real father that he admits raised him by his own admission, Frank Marshall Davis. And he became this leftist radical, and he followed in the footsteps of his real father, dreams from his real father back to Chicago, and he became an agitator and eventually became president based on the fake news that his real father and upbringing was this generic upbringing that had nothing to do with a radical background. The next thing I want to get into is to discuss what I learned about Obama's Social Security number. It's pretty brief, but it's interesting. Keith Kakagawa told me that Obama had worked for his father, who had a pest control service called Island Pest Control, in the summers. And that Barack is known to the public as having a Social Security number that was issued from Connecticut. And people say, well, how could that be? Well, Keith told me that Barack actually had several Social Security numbers and that it was not uncommon that many people in Hawaii had several. There was massive document fraud and Social Security fraud, and that they would get aid from the government with multiple Social Security numbers and multiple identities. And I think it still goes on to this day. The entire state system in Hawaii was unreliable as regards documentation, and that he said Barry had several Social Security numbers, and that was simply one of them, I guess, that he settled on. So that was interesting, and that fills in some of the void. The next thing I want to do, can we cue that? There's a quick clip from Good Morning America that where Barack talks about having studied abroad and lived abroad, and I want to give that some context and give you another piece of information.
Sure, here's the Good Morning America piece.
Are you concerned that your lack of experience when it comes to foreign policy may hurt your chances in the run for the White House?
Well, actually, you know, my experience in foreign policy is probably more diverse than most others in the field. I mean, I'm somebody who has actually lived overseas, somebody who has studied overseas. I majored in international relations, but...
Here Barack lets slip what he didn't want known. Now, his official story in his book is that he was at Occidental College in L.A. for 2 years and transferred to Columbia for 2 years. And when he was running for president, Hannity, others came out and said, wait a minute, how could he have been at Columbia 2 years? We never met him. We never heard of him. Classmates never saw him. And in this interview, Barack reveals something. He says, I studied abroad and lived abroad. Now, he wasn't talking about when I was 5 years old, I was in kindergarten in Indonesia. He let it slip that he was abroad for a study program. Now,
he was heading out for years.
Right. So my belief, and I'll tell you why I believe this, is that he was on a junior year abroad in Pakistan as a junior. Now, he talked about being an international studies major here, not a political science major. All the international studies majors that I...
Sure, and that's the word. I mean, some people from Brennan to him are reportedly converted to Wahhabism, and he wears that ring and the rest of it. They say when he gave that first speech in Cairo that he spoke better than major imams. And so are you getting at the fact that he was radicalized in Pakistan?
Correct. His affinity toward Islam, his knowledge of Islam, of the culture, the Quran, all those terminology that he knows, and just his cultural affinity.
And then backing at least 10 countries taken over by the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia in his 8 years in office. I mean, this guy has turned the world over to Islam.
Well, his knowledge and affinity for Islam reflects someone who spent time in a Muslim country as an adult.
Now, not just Indonesia.
Not as a child in Indonesia. So his mother was...
But he did go to a madrasa in Indonesia.
When he was a small child. But his mother was living in Pakistan at the time. And I'm going to now reveal my conversation with Peter Geithner. Peter Geithner was head of the Ford Foundation in Asia. He lived in Hong Kong.
You talked to Geithner. This is huge.
Correct. Peter Geithner, who unfortunately passed away just recently... He is the father of Timothy Geithner, the former Treasury Secretary for Barack Obama. What a coincidence.
No, the Ford Foundation runs the whole globalist leftist takeover.
And they're a big part of Columbia University as well. So Peter Geithner met Ann Dunham. He was Ann Dunham's boss when she worked for the Ford Foundation in Indonesia. And Peter told me that Barack had a Ford Foundation scholarship. This is big news. To go to Columbia. And he also said it was for the senior year. So this reveals a couple of things. Number one,
how do you get people to talk to you? How did you get Geithner's dad to talk to you?
I just called him up. I would like to say maybe it's the charm. Jerry Corsi says it's the long hair, but you figure on the phone he wouldn't know about that. But I've just always been honest and sincere, and I say, I got a problem. Can you help me with this? And this is, I want to tell you why this is so significant. Number one. Because Ann Dunham, Obama's mother, worked for the Ford Foundation, it would have been illegal, and they have very strong laws against nepotism, for Obama to get a Ford Foundation scholarship to Columbia. It would have been illegal. And I think this explains why Obama was a ghost at Columbia. First of all, I think he was only there the senior year, and that's why he didn't join all these organizations and was a well-known person like he was at Occidental and Harvard. Obama's half-sister Maya went to Barnard, by the way. She's also a ghost. You can't find her in any of the yearbooks, photos, nothing. Anyway, Geithner said he had a Ford Foundation scholarship. Now, so Khaled Siddiqui was the Pakistani waiter who he was a roommate of with Obama on 109th Street in East Side. There he is. And Siddiqui told me that Obama came to New York for the first time, just showed up and called him because he needed a place to stay. Again, that's the senior year. So there's a lot of evidence that shows that Obama was never there for the junior year.
Sure, the guy's got a total CIA sheep dip from birth. And a whole clandestine operation. We're going to come back and take phone calls with Joel Gilbert. Hit some other breaking news. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is under attack. They're openly having the EU announce they want us banned within 24 hours.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going.
All right, so the guy with the biggest news site in the world, bigger than the New York Times and Facebook combined, comes here about a year ago, 13 months ago, and says, I met with this Supreme Court justice. He told you on air, he told me the name privately, and they're going to come out, they're going to hand the web over to the UN next year, and then by 2017 or maybe even earlier, they're going to start censoring everybody and saying it's fake news and delisting everybody and saying it's Federal Elections Commission's violations for you to say you don't say want to turn your guns in on a radio show. And they're just calling it regulations. No, it's Chinese-style net web censorship. And quite frankly, the stories are on Infowars.com. It's not getting any big attention out there. It's just, they're going to censor, they're going to sit there, and they're going to try to take control of the Internet and shut down their competition. This is nothing less than completely outrageous, and it just shows you how far down the rat hole we've gotten. Now, let's see them try to implement it. We're going to fight back against this. If they don't get this done, it's really going to blow up in their face. Now, before I go any further here, it's the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. So I want to thank you all for your support. One of them is Solutions from Science. Solutions from Science has a new solar generator that's pocket size. This one, even though it's pocket size, can even run a lot of 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep your food from spoiling. It's mobile, so you can jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, and huge tractors, even airplanes. It provides an endless supply of electricity from the sun. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. You can buy one right now and use coupon code Alex at checkout, and you'll get a second one free, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free, too. It's a great deal. Claim one today. privatepowergrid.com. And also the great film made by independent filmmaker General Boykin's in it. I'm in it. G. Everett Griffin and so many others, Joel Skousen, you name it. It is Revelations, Dawn of Global Government, the film. The new film directed by Chuck Undersea stars General Boykin and others, as I mentioned. It covers a range of topics such as privacy, June 21, the Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and much more. Visit Revelation, that's one word, revelationthemovie.info. That's revelationmovie.info to purchase your DVD or check into hosting it at a theater or church near you. Revelationthemovie.info. Great film. And you're also supporting independent media. Because here's the good news. If the globalists try to censor us, and if they keep pushing this, more people get active, more people make films, make YouTube videos, call and talk radio, call C-SPAN, jump in front of cameras, live on the news when they're out in public, put up posters in your area, start your own newsletter, talk to folks at the water cooler at work. We're the majority, regardless of what color you are. They want to make it all racially based. If you're leftist, you're a minority or a white that isn't a racist. Everyone else is a racist who wants to own guns or not be a slave. It's not working. We have to fully reject this ideology, stand up to it, and wake people up. And that's why it's more important than ever to support InfoWars, because we're under globalist attack, ladies and gentlemen, on every front. Who is having this big of an effect, having the EU name us, having the president and Hillary name us, having the Congress and mainstream media say Alex Jones is fake and then say things I didn't say or out of context? We've got to shut him down. He's dangerous. There's only three: Drudge Report, Breitbart, and InfoWars. They are trying to shut us all down. And, folks, when it comes to actively putting out talking points that counter the globalist, nothing is doing it like InfoWars. Just brazenly telling it like it is. You, the listeners, are who they're trying to shut down because you're active, you're spreading the word. We're selling DNA Force, our incredible telomere repairing, lengthening, nerve regrowth, you name it, 25% off, Bio PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the subpage for all our great supplements. We've got colloidal silver. We've got Brain Force, the great nootropic, now 20% more in each bottle, and it's even stronger per dose. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then we're a platform for Joel Gilbert and so many others. And I get excited seeing Joel Gilbert be so successful, or a Mark Dice, or Dr. Ron Paul doing his own TV show and radio show. This is how we're going to beat them. And there's so many of us, they're not going to be able to shut us all off. And if we take the opportunity that the EU, that's unelected, tyrannical, that's trying to tell EU members, we're going to put a military over your country if you try to pull out, they just say it like it's no big deal. This is leftist globalism. And who could deny globalism's leftist taking over the planet? But they're running into major obstacles. They're losing the hearts and minds. So now they're panicking and wanting to censor us. So I'm very excited this is happening. I'm very honored. This is historical. But at the same time, Joel Gilbert, it still is scary to confirm, wow, these people really are criminals. The toll-free number to join us, he's got more revelations for some calls on the censorship, on what will Obama pull his last 44 days in office. What do you make of the recount now? It's 70-plus thousand. It's up on InfoWars.com. More people in Wisconsin, more votes that he got. It's only a few thousand for Hillary. So Hillary's lost 70-something thousand but gained a couple thousand. Think about that. So overall, she's lost 70,000, ladies and gentlemen. So it turns out it was Trump that was having the vote stolen. It was all for Hillary. The scams for Hillary. Isn't that surprising? Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. People ask why I'm so excited, why I have so much energy. When you realize how criminal the globalists are, how they're out to get us, how they have true criminal energy, and you realize how close they are to getting the Supreme Court, how close they are to fully butchering our borders and bringing in even greater tyranny and indoctrinating our kids, they've already gone so far to see the tide turning, to know we're really starting to beat them, to know we could really turn things around and then export freedom via ideology. 1776 worldwide is so exciting, and I'll tell you something. We were talking a few weeks ago to General Flynn's son, who's one of his aides, and he was talking about the media demonizing him and attacking him and taking out of context what he's tweeted, what his dad's tweeted, who's going to be his new national security advisor. And the media makes a big deal out of his son tweeting about the Podesta emails and about all the weird spirit cooking and occult stuff and mention of weird code words, and so they conflate that, moving into, oh, he's attacking some poor pizza place when that's only a small part of Pizzagate. And I said, look, just double down. They're the old dinosaur media. They're falling apart. Great job. And I saw him the last few days just saying, there needs to be an investigation of all these places. There needs to be an investigation. And I agree, because it's Bill Clinton on the plane dozens of times with the convicted pedophile going to a pedophile slave island and going to sheiks that are known pedophiles. And it's all these globalists caught doing this. And so if this is in emails, we're not saying everybody in there is guilty of something. We're saying it should be investigated. And for the media to now come out and imply that there aren't pedophile networks, period, and claim that's fake, they're going to feel real stupid as more Penn States come out and as more Catholic stuff comes out and as more of this unfolds. That the fact that the left is using pedophilia as a way to infiltrate like spies do and take over society. So 800-259-9231 is the number. Joel Gilbert, filmmaker of joelgilbert.net's here. He has dropped more than 10 major bombshells. He's down to the last few right now in his in-depth, long-term investigations, the things he's never released on Obama that he's gleaned the last few years. Now that Obama's about to go into private action against us, Joel Gilbert is dropping these truth bombs, so let's get into the nose job.
Yeah, the last one of the last ones here, I had this in my film, but we've got more information, and this is just part of Obama trying to hide the fact that his real biological father and ideological mentor was a Soviet agent and American communist. He ran for president saying, my father's a goat herder, I'm going to bring us all together. Had we known the truth, had he said my father was a Soviet agent who wanted to destroy America and helped the Soviet Union during the Cold War, we never would have elected him. We would not have suffered these 8 years of Obama's fake presidency. The nose job was a way that Obama could hide his stark resemblance to his real father, Frank Marshall Davis. We had plastic surgeons look at this. It's on the website. They testified to it. Obama had an exact Frank Marshall Davis larger nose. I believe he also had a lower lip job, which we haven't verified with plastic surgeons.
So they made his nose narrower?
They made his nose
clearly did.
Smaller and narrower because he looked so much like Frank Marshall Davis. Any connection to Davis would have eliminated him from
They took the bump off his nose. They made it a lot less wide.
Correct. So he still to this day looks almost exactly like Davis, but the nose really, really told a story. And
when did he get the nose job? I mean, but 1990, clearly he still had his regular nose.
I believe he had one in 2003, and he may have had several, because it just, every time it gets a little bigger, it kind of starts to get smaller. So it's quite obvious, and there's plastic surgeons on my website that are very well known nationally that have attested.
Well, you can see the bisectional line down the middle.
Yeah. So all of...
You can see the scar. Good Lord. You can see the scar right there.
Yeah. Oh, on the lower lip, you can see a scar. Also, if you look closely, his lower lip does not match the upper lip when you see him in photos.
Well, it's like Michael Jackson. You got to be proud of how he looked. I think he looked better before.
I think so, too. You know, but the spitting image of Frank Marshall Davis would reveal an ideology that he did come from a hard left communist background and had no intention of serving America. Instead, it was to serve this leftist ideology, which wants to throw open the borders, legalize drugs, diminish America's place in the world.
You know, here's where I don't say we differ. I don't like the drug culture. I know it's destructive. But then the police state that comes out of throwing nonviolent people in jail for using drugs is another evil. I'm for decriminalization. I don't think we like liquor or whatever. It just shouldn't be everywhere. I get Soros is pushing it because the new weed is so strong. It puts you in a little, you know, catatonic fetal position. And I understand the drug culture is part of what the left pushes. But a lot of areas of Europe have decriminalized. It's made drug use actually go down.
Look, I visited Obama's best friend, Keith, in prison, and I saw a lot of people there for drug offenses. Keith himself has been in and out of jail his whole life for drug offenses. And I think once you go in there and see that these people are just kind of wasting away, He is in a treatment center. It's a substance abuse center. There I am in Corcoran State Prison in the photo if you're watching on TV. It is a treatment center, but he does complain, though, that since Obama's push to help transsexuals, that many, many prisoners are now transgender and transsexual, and he finds it very difficult to live in an environment where...
Well, what they do is, I mean, they get kids and they confuse them when they're younger, prisoners, you know, guys that are in there doing it, and it's just they push it. And it's all part of the dehumanization. I'm not against anybody that really thinks they're a man or a woman or whatever. I'm a libertarian. But clearly, it's being pushed as an agenda.
That's the complaint. And it's in the prison system as well. That's what I found out.
Well, look at the political correctness. I want to go to some phone calls. I have a whole stack on this that I mentioned earlier, where there's attacks on whites everywhere. The media has been caught covering it up. We've got women that are killed by Islamists in Germany, and the police cover it up. Report, buried Trump-related hate crimes against white kids. German state media refuses to run migrant murder story, says it's too regional. Trump supporter has his truck torched and sprayed with anti-Trump slogans. And when CNN does cover this, they'll have reporters on, well, so what? They're white. Or, well, cops are bad. Want to stop getting killed? Stop being bad cops. Since when, if, again, a cop does something wrong in another state and you go shoot another cop in the back of the head? I mean, it's just crazy.
Look, there's Obama's radical agenda is obviously revealed in the fact that he never came out ever and simply said, folks, do not do drugs and do not carry weapons. Do not attack the police. Did we ever hear Obama say anything of that nature?
All right. Let's take some phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Chris in Virginia. You're on the air with Joel Gilbert. Go ahead.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
I do 100 on the highway, yeah.
I just wanted to talk about, I seen today Japan did 50,000 jobs to come into America, and then along with the phone call from Taiwan and, you know, wanting good relations with Russia. I was wondering if that was a plan all along to form that kind of alliance to put a pressure on China. Your thoughts?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I saw that news today. Just the president, so respected, that office, so powerful. Even though American power has been destroyed by on purpose by globalists, even though our name's been trashed by globalists, still, back when we were a quasi-free country, we were so loved and so respected. The Japanese respect the fact they started the fight, we dominated them. I'm not saying all the war was good, but the point is they started it. That, yes, they're announcing 50,000 jobs to the United States and new things they're going to build, new factories. We've got new companies saying they're going to stay here, like Carrier. Ford said, we'll bring all our plants back if you just make the federal income tax or the state tax the same here as it is in other parts of the world. Now, the media is calling that crony capitalism, the fake Heritage Foundation. No, it's not free trade to have one-sided deals. We should have the global average corporate income tax if we wanted to be free trade. So, again, a bunch of cheating deals is wrong, and Japan gets, they need trading partners. So, yes, China gets the signal from Trump to stand up to China absolutely deliciously and is now making all these pro-U.S. Statements and things. And he really allying with Russia because it's becoming more Christian, more free market, allying with Japan, allying with South Korea. Suddenly the Philippines president that hated Obama, had no respect, now says he has total respect for Trump. They have respect for Trump. And when he stood up to the Chinese communists last week, that was another feather in his cap. Joel Gilbert?
Yeah, Trump has clearly in 2 weeks of being president-elect or three accomplished more than just by trying with a couple of phone calls here and there has accomplished more than Obama ever has in 8 years on behalf of the American worker and behalf of the American people economically. Instead of giving it away, Trump is trying to bring it back to the United States.
And by the way, I was going to make a theme song, but it's a family show, so I didn't do it with the Ludacris. I'll admit I like some of the really good hip-hop. A lot of it's just repetitive garbage, but I mean there's some good songs. From Ludacris, and funny, I learned he was like a conservative. I didn't even know that. But I was going to use a theme song, but I didn't do it, of move, you know what, get out the way. I'm doing 100 on the highway, so you best get the you know what out of my way. But I use the analogy of almost every person I saw with a Hillary or Bernie Sanders. If I'm going on the highway at 70, it's a 75-mile-an-hour. I see a 50-mile-an-hour standstill. It's always literally an old lady or somebody or a white trendy in a BMW with a liberal sticker driving 55 and a 70. They love arrogantly holding everybody back. They love sitting in people's way. They love – or is it just they're totally oblivious? I mean, have you noticed that?
it's about control. They can control other people with their ideology.
So they crave it. They crave, get out of the fast lane, man. It's for me. You're supposed to go around in that. I don't care if I'm doing 100. When I go, I get over once I've gone around somebody, dumbass. You're not supposed to. My litmus test is, does someone drive slow in the fast lane? I think it should be punishable by death.
Well, look,
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, that's the mentality of the liberals, is find ways to control society so they can impose their ideology on everyone else.
Exactly. Chris, you made some great points. Anything else?
Yes, and what is going on with these people that are so ingrained in them that Russia somehow is in their DNA to want to overtake us? Why can't Russia change?
Well, that's because leftists in New York and London took over the Tsarist Empire in 1917 and set it up as a great engine of evil. And so it's just been drummed into us for 70 years, and now, you know, the Russia is less leftist than Obama. I'm not saying Russia's perfect, but they're a lot better than communist China. It's been stuck in people's head. All I know is I welcome the West having an alliance against radical Islam. I mean that's a great idea, isn't it?
That's a good start.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, Chris. We're going to talk to Steve, Farish, James, Julie, and others. We'll go to 5 after next hour, and then Paul Watson's coming out of the bullpen ready to strike a grand slam in the 4th hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British.
Yeah, I want to hear all this once we're off air. I tell you, Joel Gilbert's got even more bombshell stuff. He's going to let me see, but obviously I can't talk about it yet. When will this stuff come out?
Look, we got to see what's going to happen. Is Hillary going to, if she's investigated, and they do a full investigation of the Clinton Foundation, the emails. I'll have some information to pass on. Put it that way.
All I can say is clearly she's had people killed, and they call that fake news. Give me a break. The wake of death behind him is just ultra massive. It makes Scarface look like a cupcake. The stuff you were telling me is some pretty dangerous stuff.
Well, we saw some things with you had Danny Williams on. I produced that film called Banished, and we saw how Danny was treated. I didn't quite put it all together till after I shot the film with Danny, that he was put in a foster home when Obama was running for re-election in 1995. So 1992, the story comes out that Danny Williams is Bill Clinton's black son and has been banished by Hillary, and they kind of kill it. Story is killed. 9 months before Clinton is running for re-election, the state of Arkansas grabs him out of his aunt's house where he's living normally.
Because the real headline is Clinton had his son kidnapped and thrown basically in prison to shut him up.
Put him in foster homes, and all of a sudden, 3 or 4 months after the election, they let him go back and live with his aunt. Now, what could be more heinous and cruel than throwing this kid into a foster home?
What do you make of all the pedophile stuff? I mean, clearly Clinton flew dozens of times on that plane to that pedophile island. Clearly they fly to the sheik's house to deliver $1 million checks and stuff. I mean, why does this keep popping up, the Boys Town, all this?
Look, we don't know if this is just the tip of the iceberg. I read what you read, that Hillary went there 6 times. And we don't know.
Eric Prince has the big connections, and he says it's all real.
It remains to be seen if Trump is willing to investigate this and get the truth out. And I think it's important to reveal Obama's true history and true legacy, what he was up to these 8 years, what the Clintons were doing, who their friends were, because we need to move forward. We can't wait in 4 or 5, 4 or 8 years, come back with Julian Castro, with Chelsea Clinton as the vice president.
Sure, sure.
And they're going to destroy everything that we've tried to
reverse. That's right. Trump has to reverse all this and deliver. Steve in Texas, you're on the air with Joel Gilbert.
Hi, Mr. Gilbert. I think I was talking to the call screener while you were mentioning the very obvious head wound that Obama had that appears to have been stitched up. Were you mentioning that?
I never mentioned that. He said that, I think in his book, that he fell out of a tree when he was in a child in Indonesia. So, that really doesn't bother me that much. I think I've covered a great deal of depth in.
But, I mean, who has 4 or 5 identities by the time you're 10? And this guy is just amazing. Steve, what's your point?
Well, from Dreams from My Father, on page 377 and on page 372, Obama mentions going back to the Lao tribe, which if, and I know you're trying to make the case for Frank Davis Marshall being his father, I think he certainly was the one that raised Barack or Barry, but I really think he is somehow connected with that Lao tribe. Now, unlike
okay, well,
American-
let me comment. Look, the Luau tribe in Kenya is what the Kenyan Obama family was part of. Malik Obama, you may have seen my interview with his alleged half-brother, Malik, seems pretty convinced. He wants a DNA test. He seems pretty convinced that Barack is probably not his biological brother. I think he does consider him a brother because he's been his brother for so many years. But the Kenyan family, I think a long time ago, and especially Malik, who was...
They disowned him. All right, we're out of time there. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to move quick with callers when we come back for 5 minutes. Bam, bam, bam. Julie and Therese and a few others. And then Paul Watson, at eight after when they come back, takes over from London, England. He's got big news on open announcement. They're moving forward now, saying they want to ban thousands of websites, and they name InfoWars by name. That means shutting you up. And, of course, it's the EU, and the Internet has conveniently been handed over October 1st to the International Consortium. It's all happening. We told you it was coming because we're the fake news, but we're so on target, so cutting edge. And